This is Jerry Ayers with Supernatural Investigators of Minnesota, and you're listening to Ghosts in the Valley podcast.
Hello and welcome to Ghost in the Valley podcast. I'm your host, Al Cooley. Today I have a return guest, Becca Lewis, and her husband, Del. Becca was a dance instructor, she was a financial planner, instructional coach, and teacher. She has multiple books out. So I decided to do something different. I'm going to step outside the studio and venture out with my wireless mics and try to get in more of a face-to-face interview with a few of my guests. So it should be an adventurous year. But let's get right to it. I'm at the Stonebridge Tavern Bar and Grill in Niles, Ohio. And here's my conversation with Becca and Del. Okay, today I'm sitting here with Becca Lewis and her husband, Del. My first question would be to Becca. I want to get to your writing.
Okay.
I see that you said you like to write for creative thinkers.
Yes.
Explain.
Well, you would notice that.
Yeah.
I write for people that are willing to look outside of what they think is really exists. So even though I write nonfiction and fiction, I still think fiction teaches you to look for things that you might not see in everyday life. So it was my way of saying, you know, there's more than meets the eye.
And kind of like transforming your process of thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. Transforming your perception. Transforming your thinking. Look outside of what you can see with your eyes.
Okay. Now, dreams, when you're dreaming.
Yes.
What do you think about like a dream inside of a dream? Right, and I've been told that if you have a dream inside of a dream inside of a dream, so it'll be a three dream process, but that's very dangerous. People not coming out of that third dream.
Okay.
So have you ever heard anything about that?
Have you, Del?
I have not.
No. Yeah. You know, what's weird about that is actually we are dreaming this life. So if you dream, and then you have a dream inside that dream, there's your third dream. Maybe that is dangerous.
Could be. Yeah. So label you almost like a psychologist because a lot of your classes are teaching on perception.
Yeah.
Has a lot to do with, like, you know, you're talking about your think process,
right,
and transforming your basically how you look at things,
right,
in life.
Right. Well, yeah. I might have told you before that my mission, I have a mission statement, or I think that people make a promise before they come to this dream or whatever it is. And mine is to shift perceptions and lives towards the infinite. So, yes, maybe that would be some of the different kinds of practices you talk about. But doing it with words means I can reach a lot more people. And I love telling the stories because people learn by stories.
Okay, what do you think about your brain versus AI?
Oh, well, if you think of your brain as a computer, it's pretty much AI anyhow. But I don't think we are our brain.
And they were showing how massive the brain. I mean, you're thinking.
Yeah.
Your brain can hold a lot of information.
Yeah.
But we only use like a tenth of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get on these groups on social media, and I had one group, she was teaching how AI is important in writing, say, your book or a novel or a blog, and you're stuck.
Yeah.
And you can't get to that one point, so you can use AI to fill in that blank. In a way, it's good, but in another way, I'm thinking, it's not really you. It's like,
Yeah, but you don't really use those words. So when I'm writing, I don't use AI very much. But if I'm writing something and I say, oh my gosh, I don't know, what could happen here? And I'm kind of stuck. If I could go ask a person, I'm writing this story. So what do you think might happen here? But I don't have any person there. So I go ask, I call it AI Stella for weird reasons. Mm-hmm. But I could go ask Stella, here's who I am. Can you give me some ideas what I could do? And then she gives me back some ideas, and I take it and use it. I rewrite it.
Okay, I guess that way would be okay, yeah. But having AI write the book for you.
Yeah, they don't write very good books. AI does not write a good book, no matter what people say.
I know their narration process have come a long way.
Yes.
But
well, I think AI is going to, I love AI, so I'm one of those, used correctly. But every tool can be used incorrectly. So, but used correctly, I think AI will really set us free to be more creative. Because I can use it in multiple ways and just have so much fun making creative things. But it will never take the place of a human interaction. It can never, because it doesn't have the essence of who we are. So I think AI will hopefully will force people to be more communicative among real people while they use AI to be creative. So that's how I look at it.
I'm going to jump forward a little bit on a few things you have posted on your social media sites.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
You see, you put, to solve any problem, you need to wake up first.
Yeah. You've been reading my stuff.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. You have to wake up first. I mean, you can't solve it when you're half asleep.
But also, how many people out there talking like they're in a fog?
Yeah. In a rut.
Piqued my curiosity. You know, time is a creative thing. Like you, when you say, I don't have time. I mean, it equals.
I don't want to do it. Yeah, that quote. There's a quote from whoever said that quote. Yeah, I think that's true, don't you think?
Right, because if they say, why didn't you call me last? Well, I just didn't have time.
Yeah.
But you had time to go
somewhere else.
To the bar.
Right.
You go out and you had all this other time. So what are you putting as a priority or.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that. Like,
yeah.
I didn't have time, or I don't have time.
I really don't want to. It's a better way to say it.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to.
Right. How many times have you even said that? I just didn't have time. Well, you really did.
Yeah. Right.
All right. And also, what kind of concentric circle have you begun?
Oh.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, we did. So we're sitting at a restaurant just by being here. Everything we do kind of radiates out from the waitress, the people next door to us. It just, you can't not create a concentric circle. So choosing who you are as the stone or the thing in the middle means you make a difference based on what circle goes around you. So if you're walking around, like, what's that guy who had the cloud over his head all the time? You know, the cartoon guy. If you walk around like that guy, that's what your concentric circle looks like. And then you ask yourself, why is life so bad? Because you made it. It keeps going out.
And you radiate
and out,
that concentric
right.
ring.
But if you can walk around in the middle of that circle with this clear ability to think, who are you really? Then, and be that, all the nice words, compassion and kind that everybody talks about. If you can do that the best that you can, then your circle radiates like that, and then it radiates back to you in the same way.
Okay, now getting into your Doveland series, we know that's kind of like fantasy, right?
Yeah, sort of.
I was like, I come across your one book, Shatterskin. What is Shatterskin about?
Well, that's another series. So that's a monster.
Well, so it was a sci-fi fantasy.
Yeah, it's a sci-fi fantasy. Okay. And I thought I would have fun writing a sci-fi fantasy with this monster that could shatter things by who he was. It was just a fun book.
I really lost count of all the books you've written so far. I mean, I think last time we spoke was like 29.
Yeah, it's up about
but you've had a,
more.
Right, right. So just a little time. It's taken me 55 years to write a book. And you...
I have words to say.
I'm hoping to be still alive when the second one comes out. So,
well, your ghost can write it. Ghost writing.
Ghost writing. Oh, there you go. That's a whole new meaning of the ghost writing.
Exactly.
I'll need a ghostwriter. I'll talk about it. Literally.
A literal ghostwriter. Awesome.
Okay, your new series coming April 4th.
Oh, how do you even see these things?
I dig in.
Oh, my gosh. Well, actually, that's the box set of the series that I just finished, The Ruby Sisters, which is really a more straightforward series of anything I've written, but it's really about friendship, community, a little mystery. I always want to solve a mystery in the book. And you do it by being in a community. So it's five women, the Ruby Sisters series. So that's what's coming out. But I am writing another one after that. So but I'm not telling you when because.
Yeah. You had talked about shifting your perception. What do you mean by that?
Well, your perception creates your reality. Everybody says it, right? But they don't really, like, so what? So if my perception is creating a new reality that this is bad or this is good, then I'm going to get more of that. So why don't you shift your perception to what you want? And I talk about shifting it to the highest, best, imaginative reality you can think of. So I call that the infinite. Everybody can call it what to them. But make it really good. All about good and all about abundance and all about beauty, make it that your perception. And so if you shift your, I call it spiritual perception, but whatever, shift your perception to a spiritual point of view, not woo-woo spiritual, which is not paranormal. Woo-woo is not paranormal. It's like, I'm just going to talk really good things, but I'm not going to do anything. That's what I call woo-woo spirituality.
Okay.
I mean, practical spirituality. You practice it. You act like it. Then your perception will shift. So we are reality.
Okay, I'm going to switch sides here. I'm going to go to Dell for a minute.
Yeah, hey, Dell.
I see you teach classes on the Seneca Indian teachings. What are these teachings about?
Well, they come from the Wolf Clan teaching lodge of the Senecas, and that they're about what my elder Twyla Nitch called the cycles of truth. And what that is, it tells you who you are, and you... For this cycles of truth, it's a medicine wheel, and you choose certain colors. There's a total of 13 colors you choose, and then you put these in an order intuitively. And then these, you put them around the circle, and the places where they land, and where this, you look at the, so you have the center where that's your essence of who you are. And then these spokes come out from that, forming 12 spokes. They call it rays that come out from the center. And each of those rays or spokes has a color in it that leads to an outside place that they consider like a classroom. And you're learning lessons about what holds you back, where your limitations are. And so the cycles of truth teach you how to go through that and get through that limitation, the lesson about it, and how to go about understanding where you're at. So it really becomes a spiritual journey within that circle. And the outside is like the material world where, you know, you're coming across these different things that you just have a hard time with, you're uncomfortable with it. And then when you learn the lesson, you go back into the center of the circle and you're like, I consider it like an immortal because there's no problems there.
Mm-hmm.
The problems are when we're uncomfortable, when we don't have things working for us and we don't know what to do about it. And we get kind of lost in that. And so the Seneca teaches how you can contain that and understand what that thing is and how to deal with it based on what you choose and how you go about it.
Now, these classes you do, are they online or are they?
They are online. The first couple modules about how to learn these medicine wheels are online.
I want to thank you both for coming on the show. And I'm going to put your links on the bottom of the episode where you can go to get your teachings on the Seneca and also to Becca's books, her books, her blogs, and her teachings and her classes. So thank you.
That's great. Yeah, thank you.
Anytime. Thank you, Becca and Dell, for that great interview at the Stone Bridge Tavern Bar and Grill in Niles, Ohio. It was my pleasure traveling to Niles and doing this interview with you. And it's going to be my pleasure hooking up with you again this summer at a seminar you asked me to speak at. Like I promised, the links will be at the bottom of this episode where you can go check out Becca's many, many books, her seminar, her classes. You can check out Del's links as well with his classes. He also teaches online. I will see you in 2 weeks with another great episode on Ghosts in the Valley podcast.